Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And we are back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. With me, John Kelly, independent advisor, representative, and president of Kelly Financial Services. Now, John, you certainly alluded to it. We're talking about the worst money moves for near retirees. First of all, we see these issues all the time where folks can let things slide or folks might have gotten bad information years ago that can negatively impact your retirement, right?
Absolutely, Steve. We see people make a lot of rookie mistakes just because, honestly, they really don't know better. I mean, they think that the same thing that actually brought them to the retirement game is going to get them through retirement, and that is not necessarily always the case. You know, pre-retirees, you know, when you're sitting 10, 15 years out, you could afford to be a little bit more risky with your money, where you put it. You know, as we get closer to the goal line here, as we get coming up to the retirement years, you got to start peeling some of this money back, taking some money off the table. You know, there's a big difference between accumulation investing and income replacing investment. Big difference. So again, understand what's going to put food on the table, what's going to supplement your monthly income along with Social Security, you know, along with possibly pensions if you have it. You know, you got to take a different approach to that. And you don't want to put that kind of money at risk because you don't have time to replace it. You know, you're not working anymore, so you don't have money going into the 401ks or retirement accounts. What you have is what you got, and the whole key is to keep it. It's not what you make in retirement, it's what you get to keep. And I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to retirement planning, when it comes to your investments right at retirement age or even into retirement age.
Yeah, that's great. Great way to look at it. So what about claiming Social Security without a strategy?
Well, if you do, you're going to leave a lot of money on the table. You know, unfortunately, that's what people do. I mean, a lot of Americans choose the wrong strategy when it comes to filing for their benefits. You know, we still have the restricted application that we're doing at a lot of our workshops across the Chicagoland area, teaching our clients and our listeners here how to file for their strategies correctly and make sure we make the most out of it. You know, for married couples right now between 63 and 66 who are grandfathered in the restricted application, by filing correctly, they can get an additional maybe 100, 150, even 200 grand out of the Social Security system if they live to normal retirement age or even longer. So again, understanding where you're at in the ballgame, having a planning strategy in place. You know, tax planning is a big thing we got to look at when it comes to retirement, you know, because where we pull our income from in retirement has a huge effect on the taxes that we're going to pay on our Social Security benefits. And I think a lot of people go into retirement and they don't think about that, because which bucket of money we pull from can have a huge effect on the taxes, Steve, that we're going to pay on our Social Security benefits. You know, whether it's IRA income distributions or Roth IRA accounts, you know, taxable accounts like CDs, money markets, things like that, which one of them we pull money from is going to, again, have a huge effect on the taxes that's going to affect our Social Security. You know, some people, I mean, they might want to increase their emergency funds. Some people want to decrease their emergency funds. You know, it just depends on the planning that you've done prior to retirement. You know, long-term care, I think, is a big thing. And what we see a lot and where people really mess up is they take on more risk to try to make up for lost time, and then eventually they get burnt. You know, it's like the poker player when you're on tilt, you know, and you want to go all in. That's usually when people make wrong decisions. They make emotional decisions that can have a real effect on their retirement income down the road. So I think a lot of things where people also mess up, we see here quite a bit, is people don't share their plans with their family. You know, I had a lady that came in here a few weeks ago. Her husband passed away, and there was a lot of accounts that she knows that he had, but she doesn't know where they're at, where he had them, different bank accounts. So now they're going through pulling out files, you know, going through different systems they have. Okay, where's this account? Where's that account? Kids are getting involved, and it's frustrating. You know, I think the biggest thing people should do in retirement, honestly, is make a list. Make things easier for your spouse or your children when something happens where they know where we, because if we, I don't know where you guys are at in other parts of the country, but I know here in Illinois, Steve, a couple of times a year, there's full page ads in our major newspapers of unclaimed assets where people leave millions and millions of dollars in bank accounts because either people pass away or they just forget about it. They don't even realize that they're there anymore. Yeah. So again, have a plan in place and share those plans with your family.
Well, and John, really, the best thing to do is to give you and the team at Kelly Financial Services a call, and you can help work out these problems.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We'll sit down. We'll do a complete income plan for you. We'll do a complete long-term care review for you. We'll also do a portfolio analysis here with John Herron, our fiduciary here in the office, where he'll sit down and break down your fees, you know, how your brokers are getting paid, what's the performance are based on your risk tolerance, see if it's in line with what you're currently looking to do in retirement. And we'll also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And then for all of our listeners who come on board with $250,000 or more, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for both financial and health care, Steve. And any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a living trust, which helps them avoid the probate process completely.
Well, finally, someone offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. It's an excellent opportunity to get a true financial, practical financial review for anyone listening right now. Simply call 800-477-1135. You'll receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you've got nothing to lose right now. The number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Well, John's show's really flown by. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. We hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again next week with new topics and new questions, all right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.